And so with that, I invite you to close your eyes and allow your deepening breaths to go in through your nose and out through your mouth in a slow, rhythmic pace. And as you become more relaxed into that deep breathing, you start to recognize that you're in a safe place. And it's from this place that we can begin to make statements of intent that inside of us is a spark of the divine. And this divine is connected to the field of potentials around us. It's connected to the intelligent design of the universe created by the Almighty, the Creator. And therefore, this intelligent design we're connected to is biased in love. And when we recognize we are connected to something greater than us, biased in love, then we allow the changes to come and recognize we have the ability to have all changes come before us be benevolent. And so we put this request, let the changes that come to me in my life be filled with benevolence. I expect good things. I expect the goodness to be shown by others around me. And with that request, there is nothing more to do. We simply relax in the arms of spirit that benevolence is around us. Good things are on the way. And now let us hear some of the good things to come from Kryon.
Greetings, dear ones. I am Kryon of Magnetic Service. And so the plea is this: expect good things. More than that, we have set a stage for you in the information we've been giving for more than a year. And that stage for you is that things are changing on this planet. It's called the shift. I will say yet again, one of the things we told you is that light will increase. That's a metaphor. Awareness, revelation, revealing things will increase. And that will bring about a division between light and dark that you have not seen before. That is a metaphor. But it's a metaphor that is being played out on the earth right now. And what I mean is this: have you seen anyone, any group, any organizations, any governments, have you seen it where there will be those who wish to pull you backwards to your grandfather's world? And the answer is yes. And it's not just in one place. It's in many places. It's a resistance to all that is good, that all that makes sense. It's a resistance to love. And we told you that this would occur. And we also told you that it would only occur if there was an addition abundance of light on the planet. That's the reason you have pushed the dark into revealing itself, into yelling and screaming and saying, we're not going away, we're doing this instead, we're going to make trouble for you. But dear ones, all of this in the end is why you're here. There's something new I want to tell you about. In addition to everything else that I have ever channeled, this month I'm going to do 4 channels about something new. And this new something is the direct result of an enhanced biology I told you about a few months ago. This enhanced biology, if you have not heard about it before, was the activation of a pair of chromosomes that you didn't think you had. When physics comes in pairs, chemistry comes in pairs, all things are balanced, why do you have 23 chromosomes? The answer is you have 24. And the last pair, the 24th pair, were altered. And we told you about how, why, and you can believe this or not. But what has happened is those who don't believe it will have a situation where someday they're going to have to ask, well, what else was there that created this enhancement? It's a change of human nature. It's where your 24th pair of chromosomes, those multidimensional pair, are now starting to be activated, enhanced. And that's the missing part that would create a human being who starts to have compassion and kindness and caring and starts to wake up and strip away that onion that we talk about to find a bigger reality, a revealing of self. And in this, you start to think differently. The world starts to expect things that are a lot better than they ever have been. You move away from the old train track of a history that repeated itself with war and more war. And when war starts to happen yet again, you object. And the entire world starts to change. Things that didn't matter are now mattering. Did you notice? Integrity of so many things in society now start to matter. Did you notice? You're looking to your governments, you're looking to your authoritative areas and organizations in a much, much different way than you ever did before. And now you know you can do something about them. You're looking at the rights of basic humanity and asking for things that you should have asked for long ago, but you never did, and now you do because of this enhancement. Things are changing with humanism. We told you they would. But that has activated something else. And now it's time to talk about that in this month. We can have four channels on this subject, and I'll tell you what the subject is. We're going to call it the power of life. And the second part of that is light energy. These are two new things which many who are metaphysical will say they're not new, they've always been there. What is new is their influence on everything. How many of you believe your life force on this planet is important to the planet or to others? In the billions who are here, is it important to them, or are you simply a speck in the ocean? Are you one of many? Do you struggle against everything? Are you a victim of the planet? Or, because you are starting to light up, dear ones, as old souls, light up and be something on this planet you were not before because of enhanced biology, suddenly your life matters to the planet. Your life matters because pieces and parts of your soul are now here with you that perhaps were not before. You're much bigger than you were before. Your esoteric footprint on this planet is huge. And that wasn't the way it was 25 years ago, or 30. Are you getting this? This is the power of life. And suddenly, where you walk and what you do, and the light, the power of the light you have, that's new because of these changes, is starting to make differences. Now, this isn't just for the old soul. This is for all of humanity. Perhaps I should repeat that. All of humanity is receiving this. It's time. And we told you how this was being accomplished. We have predicted the shift for 30 years. In 2012, when it started to arrive, we gave you its attributes. We told you of the things to expect, and now they're here. But we never told you that there would be an enhancement of the human being. This was always in your purview. This was always something you might do with the tools that we have given you. Is it possible that there is a connection with the divine on this planet that you haven't really recognized before, that is your partner? Not just the earth, but the divine parts of your soul, the bigger picture, a larger plan, the shift, where this planet would lift itself up slowly in a way that no one ever expected. So that in 50 years or 100 years, psychologists will have to rewrite what is human nature. Because they'll look back and say, well, it used to be this, and now it's this. What does a human do in certain circumstances? And they're going to say, unbelievably, sociologists will say, unbelievably, now there is a twist, a turn, that they're going to go right for kindness. Oh, you think that's ever going to happen? I'm telling you, it is starting to happen right now. And the emphasis on this, one of the four messages I'm going to give you this month, is the effect of this on you. I want you to stand a little taller and know that you're worth something on this planet, something you didn't expect, a piece and a part of your soul, that beautiful, compassionate part that has always simply stood on the other side of the veil as your higher self, starts to implement its own energy within you, walking around eyeball to eyeball with others. That's the difference. That's the power of life. You mean something. Esoteric imprint, if you wish. The space that you take on this planet, that now the earth knows you and others knows you and know you, and where you walk makes a difference. And there will be those who say, well, what do I have to do about this? This is an actionable item. You can do whatever you want to, but we're inviting you to believe it. And once you start understanding this, you'll understand why you can then plan your future, control the things in front of that train track that we say is where your train is headed, that you call the track of the future. That place that is simply unknown and frightening to so many. And we say, what if you could put your energy on that track in advance of you, so wherever you go, you meet yourself, that new self, a kind self. And that would make a difference between what you expect now and what you might expect later. Imagine going into a future where you're already there preparing a place for yourself. Think about that for a moment. That is a multidimensional concept of no time. And that is part of the new human being. That's what we're here to tell you. This entire month of channels will be about this. Congratulations, dear human being. Light is winning. And you will see this. You will see this. I represent all that is in love, and what you are doing and have done, and where you're going. I'm crying in love with humanity. And so it is.